You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Hey, hello everyone, this is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds, and I am on bbsradio.com, and I work as a paranormal investigator and a psychic medium. I'd also like to welcome everyone out there in internet land. those of you who are listening into the show, we are actually taking in calls, but today, we are actually introducing to you, we're bringing back, we actually had asked to bring back Duane Giroux, and she has been on our show for quite a few times, and so I've asked Duane to come back, and we're actually going to talk about different types of cancers that people have actually had, and they talk about AIDS and see if there are actually any cures in that same format. So those of you who have actually ever had to deal with cancer or had a loved one that you know that has had cancer or does have cancer or has had dealt with AIDS or any type of illness in that way, Joanne is going to try and see if she can give you some good answers and some ideas how she can help you through your, to ease some ideas. Also, for those of you who want to phone in, the numbers are, let's see, to get started is, toll free. Numbers are 877-876-5227. That's for the U.S. guys. And toll free also for anybody in Canada. Though Canadians out there, you're talking to a fellow Canadian, 888-815-9756. And also those international lines, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I also like to welcome, also to acknowledge our affiliates. They're actually they're syndicating with our show. We also have Go Ahead Begin, which is actually located in the Netherlands. We have also Leah Ramsey's Underworld Down Under from Australia, who actually also has talk radio. And we also want to acknowledge Ghost Radio, which is actually part of the same affiliate with Down Under, and APSR. I want to acknowledge APSR Radio because these guys have been phenomenal having me on there once a month, and, you know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be there anyways. I also like to see, what else we get to hear some talk about before I get started, before I welcome Joanne. We have noticed, actually, I'm sure a lot of you noticed that the weather's changing. Oh, my God, the weather's changing. And everybody's talking about the bees. Now, here's a story. They talk about, I've been hearing and getting emails and newsletters all about the bees and the cell phones and why we're not getting the bees coming around as often as we used to. So, with no further ado, we're going to actually ask Joanne and see if she knows anything about this. So, welcome, Joanne. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, do you know anything about the birds and the bees?
And the flowers and the trees? I've heard a lot of talk about the bees disappearing and they're just not present. You know, I can't blame the little guys. It's kind of chilly out there. We haven't had that warm weather, although the hummingbirds are back. Now, my theory on the bees, I got several. I don't know what to think, really. You hear so many theories, anything from chemtrails to nanotechnology to hybrid plants. I mean, they're not dumb. They weren't born yesterday. They've been around a while. They know the difference between a hybrid and an actual plant. And the hybrids don't have the life force that the others have, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We seem to be the product of our own demise kind of thing. the bees, I've had lots of bees in my yard. So I don't know what the significance of that is or isn't.
Yeah.
In our neighborhood, we don't seem to be having a problem with the honeybees, which is odd because everybody else can't find any.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we're in a vortex or something. I have no idea. I have no doubt that we're in something up here, but... I think a lot of it is attributed to the hybrid plants because there's so many plants now that do not propagate. They cannot do it. And that is, who knows why, another conspiracy theory.
Would it have to take us to do the propagating ourselves? Like sometimes they always say the bees are the ones that carry the pollen to the next flower to basically... to keep its nurturing. And my wife, when I was talking to her, we talked about the apples. We have two apple trees, and one has to pollinate the other. So she would, instead of having to be assistance by the bees, she used to use a Q-tip and take the pollen from that. Do you think that we may have to go that same way to keep these flowers growing if you don't have enough bees?
Yeah, we might. We might. Also, get into the seed banks. And start saving your own seeds, right, and keep them circulating. Because, like I said, I don't have any hybrids in my yard at all, and I have not had a shortage of bees.
But here's a problem. I mean, we talk about the seed banks, but, you know, Monsanto's in the way. They keep on taking
really.
The male out of the female.
Yeah, no, as long as you have your original plants, there's lots of seed banks on the Internet, as far as I know.
They are, okay. I keep on being told that there's never enough, that people to the point will never have the smells like from the flowers like they used to, because a lot of that fragrance actually comes from the female side.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's no scent from the female on the male, how can we ever get that scent back?
Yeah, well, what you've got to do is make sure that you're buying non-hybrids, and there's lots of organic nurseries around.
Yeah.
And buy your plants from the organic nurseries. And then just save your own seeds year to year. I mean, even seeds that are 5-6 years old, they'll grow.
Yeah, I was told that from 5 or 6 year old or even almost 10 years old, the seeds are no good.
Mine grow.
You know, I was always told if you keep. My mom used to always say to me, if you keep them dry and safe and out of the sun, put away, you may have a better chance because as long as they're in the dark and put away, they're dry.
Yeah.
Moisture,
just keep them
no mold.
Yeah. Dry and cold, or cool. You don't have to freeze them, but dry and cool works.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
I threw poppy seeds in my yard, I guess it was last summer. Those seeds are 25 years old.
Yeah.
And I have poppies like there's no tomorrow. You know, they still grow.
Yeah.
As long as they have the life force preserved.
Definitely. Now, for those of you that are just listening for the first time, I'm going to ask Joanne to share... her story about what she does and how she got into this type of business. Joanne, you want to share that with the rest of the world?
Well, when I was a young child, I was taken under the wing of an Algonquin elder, and she taught me a lot about the plants. And various elders along the way have shared their knowledge, and then I just took it upon myself to keep educating. I completed the Vogel course of phytotherapy and physiology because I wanted to know more about the human body from the normal perspective. I didn't learn the normal, like the norm, about, you know, this is the parts of the ear and this is, you know, what this system does and that system does. I was basically taught the human body according to the medicine wheel and how to attribute the subtle bodies and so I worked more with subtle bodies than I did the physical body. So I had to pick up on the physical body because nobody in the health food industry could understand what I was talking about. So anyway, so I grow my own herbs. We do a lot of wildcrafting. We've been propagating the same forest area for, 10 years, 15 years now?
Wow.
So we know what to pick, when to pick it. Usually try to stay a day ahead of the loggers.
Yeah.
And because otherwise you can't get through, right? And concentrate mainly on vibrational essences. Do other stuff also, but I'm really into the vibrational essences and elixirs. There's, you know, because disease does not start in the physical body. It's all mental and emotional and spiritual. And you can do whatever you want to the physical body, but until you're dealing with the mental, emotional, and spiritual also, you're never going to clear yourself of anything. It's a total holistic healing that you have to work on. So that's basically what I do. I think my greatest challenge these days is Morgellons, but cancer seems to be a key piece of cake these days. At least we can see results, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's something to think about. Like, basically, here we've been brainwashed so much about, you know, who to believe and who not to believe, and doctors are always saying, well, you're always sick every day, and, you know, your body, you can't take care of yourself, we have to take care of you. And yet, there's more and more pills pushing now these days, and really, if you think about it, we don't need those pills.
Oh, no.
Not as often as most people think, but they think that if you take a pill, that'll fix it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just finished hearing the news call. I mean, this is a really disturbing news story. Today, it took place actually, in Edmonton, where this lady was suffering from cancer, and two nurses that were helping her with her chemo shots overdosed her, and they did it twice, and that she died within 2 weeks.
Doubt.
What does that tell you? Now, they said in the news, who's to blame, the nurses or the medical industry?
Yeah.
And the medical industry said that they'll stand behind their nurses 100%, that it's not their fault, even though they overdosed her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean? That talks about negligence. I mean, they don't really care.
Well, I think it's the fact that so many people are overworked. I've got several clients that have had their own horror stories. Remarkably enough, they survive them. But what happens is people get called away and they do not write it down on their charts. So the next guy comes in, and when you're halfway out to Mars anyway, you don't know who's done what to you. So you're not going to tell them because you don't know what to tell them. And then the next guy comes in behind the guy that just left and gives you a second dose. My son-in-law's mom was actually put into a coma that way, and she was in a coma for 3 months. And through intensive Reiki and vibrational remedies, she actually came out of it. The doctor says, oh, she would have come out of it anyway. I don't believe it first. I don't believe it. Like,
why is it these guys sometimes always have an answer?
Yeah.
If well, they know themselves that they're, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, she's going to come out of it anyways. Whose idea? Was it a doctor's idea? I mean, like, was he responsible for bringing her back?
Oh, no, they did nothing. They just said, well, we'll have to just flush out her system and hope for the best. Well, excuse me, but I'm not about to sit here and wait, you know, move over. So anyway, we basically took over the room, and we let them in when we wanted. And they were flashing papers at us all the time saying, well, you have to be responsible. And I said, look, relax, okay? Just relax. If we're responsible, where does that leave you? So that's when they backed off. I don't know. It's just such a bizarre system. It's just I've been out of that system for so long. Unfortunately, so many people are still in it.
Yes, they are. They're caught up in it.
Illness is really foreign to me and to my family. So, but I deal with it like on our family level. Like we just don't really have to deal with illness, fortunately. But also the clients that I deal with, some of them have absolute horror stories, and other ones have these wonderful doctors. There's a website, I think it's called Rate Your Doctor, or How Does Your Doctor Rate, something like that. And our family doctor has 5 stars, so that's a good thing. but I find the system so bizarre. Like, here you've got people on antidepressants. Now, most depression... I shouldn't say most. A lot of depression is caused by thyroid disorders.
Yeah.
And so you've got these people on these really, really potent medications that become habit-forming. And on the side of the box, you read, may create suicidal tendencies. Well, if you have a drug that creates suicidal tendencies, I don't understand how this can be an antidepressant. That, to me, is a depressant.
Yeah.
So why is this even allowed? Like, you know, it There is so much out there that people do not question. And is it because everybody's got a job to do and a mortgage to pay and, you know, food to buy and kids to run to this lesson and that lesson? People have to start slowing down and really evaluating this whole thing because it's not working. And now the government is actually asking people, going, what kind of alternative therapies would you prefer? And they're thinking of covering more under medical. Well, that to me is a bloody nightmare because they're just going to dictate to these alternative practitioners what they can and cannot do because it hasn't been scientifically proven. And their stuff isn't scientifically proven either. And I'll just share this one thing. I have a client with cancer for the second time around. Usually if you undergo chemotherapy, you can expect it 3 months or 3 years later, and like a rerun of cancer. And she was having a heck of a time, just a heck of a time, getting a long-term disability because she's still working on it, but she's getting there, and she looks fabulous. Anyway, the bottom line is, if you're not going to take chemotherapy, I guess you're not going on long-term disability. So she challenged it, and the doctor basically said, look it, until what you're doing is absolute quackery, and until you need scientific proof, scientific hardcore evidence that this stuff works. So she looked at the doctor and said, I want hardcore scientific evidence that chemotherapy works. Well, guess what? She couldn't give it to her. And meanwhile, that's not what we're told, but they won't put it in writing.
No. I mean, my wife had breast cancer. She lost both her breasts a year and a half ago today, since October. And when she told me about her having cancer for the very first time,
I was on the phone with you.
It floored me. I mean, I never expected it.
Yeah.
But yet, when she had her surgery, she chose to have both her breasts removed. And then she woke up one day and just said, I don't have cancer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's gone. It'll never come back. And I thought, okay. But yet the hospital, the cancer clinic, insistently phoned her up and told her that she had to sign up with them, sign for 5 years, do medical tests for those 5 years, poke and prod needles, told her that she still had to do the chemo thing, and told her that she would have 50% still chance that she'll have cancer coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're told by one doctor who you go to first, who's actually your doctor telling you that you're clean of all cancer, and then the cancer clinic calls you up and says to you, well, you still have 15% chance you're going to have cancer coming back, who would you listen to first?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I'm not going to put down the medical industry completely, but sometimes there's selfishness and there's a financial greed in it. Because there's a board that has nothing, that doesn't really, this is a board that does not have doctors. This is a board that's all about profit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's put it this way. We had a story here. It happened here in BC. There was I think I talked about this before. There was a bunch of women out there who were professional dancers, strippers, and one of their friends had breast cancer, and so they decided to raise money to help support the Breast Cancer Society. The Canadian Cancer Society turned them down,
mm-hmm.
refused their money because they felt the money was tainted because of what the women do for a living. Give me a break.
Yeah, but you know what?
I don't care what trade you're in. At least you're trying to help support women who are dealing with cancer.
Yeah, and they should talk about tainted money.
Exactly.
You know, the billions of dollars that are raised every year for cancer research. How stupid do they think people are? Like, it's not that difficult to figure out cancer.
No.
Clear out bad bacteria, viruses, parasites, get the heavy metals out, and not to mention the axle grease, the motor oil, and everything else that's in your cells because of the water. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what will give you a clean bill of health. But like I said before, you know, there are no illnesses of the physical body. They do not begin there. You have to have a low energy field around your body in order for illness to actually penetrate into the physical body. And Dr. Hammer, anybody can look him up on the internet, the Hammer Protocol. He's wonderful. And, you know he's barking up the right tree because they threw him in jail for 4 years. After he took his evidence of however many patients that he had actually helped clear themselves of cancer through emotional clearing, they threw him in prison. And he had to write his cancer protocol from there and have his son and his his wife actually flog it. And people actually teach the Hammer Protocol. And what he professes happens is that emotional trauma causes lesions on the brain, and the corresponding physical biological organ that corresponds with that section of the brain will receive the illness. And, you know, he's proved his theory I don't know how many times, and as soon as he took it to the German College of Physicians, I guess it's the equivalent to ours, they basically put him in jail. They put him in jail and said, "You're a nut." And, you know, as soon as somebody ends up in jail, you know they're doing the right thing.
Of course it is.
Because that's how they figure
they'll put them in jail, but without prosecution. You know that in Canada, they can hold you in prison for as long as they want with no charges laid.
Yeah.
And you can keep you there for as long as they desire.
Yep.
And you'll say, "Why are you keeping me in prison? You have no charge. You have no proof." And all they'll say, we have evidence that we're still investigating, and they'll keep on holding that investigation for as long as they want.
Mm-hmm.
There have been people that have been serving 5 years in prison with no charges.
Yep.
But they're holding them, telling them, you know, you try something, there's a threat. I mean, I had a good friend who was trying to help people with the Strauss Heart Drops, and I will advertise this. So the Strauss Heart Drops does help people dealing with the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It is a natural herb made by a man by the name of Jim Strauss. He's a seventh generation master herbalist from Austria. His son is the eighth master herbalist, and this company is doing very, very well. But remember, those guys always constantly went to court over his heart drops. Now, the heart drops, what he really does, it actually cleans up the arteries. And what it does, it cleans it all out. And you just go on this thing, heart drops for about a year. And you do it 3 times a day. Now, this person came into my life and gave me the heart drops, and which helped me because I was very sick. I was very, very sick. And that helped, that saved my life. If anybody ever tells me that I don't know what I'm talking about, I do know what I'm talking about because I know what it's done for me, and I've already passed information on to many, many people who are dealing with heart conditions, and even people that actually have had heart operations, stents operations, 3 triple bypass, double bypass. I'm telling you, this stuff works. The thing is, you can take it with your medication, and there's no side effects.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, what happened was they had gone to this friend of mine's house. The Food and Drug Control government phoned him up and told him if he continues on supporting the company and selling it, that they will arrest him and have him thrown in jail. What happens? He calls me up and tells me that they came to his house. 4 men and a woman came to his house, took all of his computers, all of his information, all of his hard drops, all of his supplies that belonged to the company, that belonged to Strauss Company, seized it all and handed him some sort of a write-up and said to him and threatened him, told him by word of mouth, that if he continues what he's doing, to expect that he may get hurt next time. So basically, they're muscling him now.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever these people are, now, he couldn't prove, like I said, can you prove this? Take him to court and sue them. Can't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
They come in almost like your typical, muscle black, I guess you'd call it your black robe guys come walking in there and they're going to take over. I mean, Jim Strauss is posing as a threat to the government?
Apparently.
Come on, give me a break. You know what it is? Because this guy is helping to heal people and is actually getting fixed.
Well, yeah.
That's the thing. But anyways, it scared the heck out of him and he no longer is involved in the business. But I said to him, I said, why aren't you still with the company? And he said, I'd rather sleep with the enemy and know what's happening behind my back.
Yeah.
They put a scare in them.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad because
this happens.
Well, when you look at the government, you look at all these pharmaceutical people and these control freaks, I mean, talk about being in the mode of fear. Like, it's all fear-based. Anybody that needs that much control is scared to death.
Yes.
And so they try to put it on everybody else. Like, I mean, you know, I've always said we cannot possibly solve our problems with the same kind of mentality that actually allowed them to occur. So, you know, until they do a jump in consciousness, and they're going to have to, because I'm hoping that the general public will actually gather some legs underneath them and stand up for what they believe in, and stand up and say, look, as far as I'm concerned, I was born free, you know? We're all free-spirited. We can do what we want. Who the heck is this government anyway? It's really too bad. But they're all scared. And they try to put that fear into everybody else. And everything is fear-based. And if they weren't coming from a place of fear, they wouldn't be trying to scare the heck out of everybody else.
We all, you know, people don't realize that we all have I have other radio show hosts that are on BBS radio that talk about this very same stuff that you and I talk about right now, even though they're either American or other from other parts of the world. They talk about the same intimidation, the same issues, or other means. They always try to talk about the alternative, and yes, we always talk about being spiritual. I mean, myself, I wholeheartedly am very spiritual. I mean, I don't hate for what people do.
No.
I just feel saddened by what people have done to others.
Mm-hmm.
And it frustrates me sometimes. I don't lose sleep over it, but it frustrates me thinking, okay, what can we do to help others deal with these issues and with medical needs? And there are so many things out there. I mean, I had a client come and see me yesterday. Full-blown cancer, and I had her call you while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
She's had been across to Brazil, where she went to see this Brazilian healer. She's gone to Mexico, where she's had the programs. She's gone through so many things, regimental ways of trying to get rid of her cancer, and she's had it for the last few years. And she's always looking for another alternative because I know very well, yes, you're angry. She's angry. She's ticked off. She's short-tempered. And she's getting sick and tired because, like she said, she's so used to being poked and prodded and everything up her anal and even top of the whole nine yards, in the mouth, up the butt, you know, home. Like, basically, she is exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
She's totally exhausted. She doesn't know what to do, what's next. So she's still trying to make it work for her. And she wants people to let them know that cancer is not a disease. You know, you don't just touch somebody, oh, I got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just basically, and I said to her, I said, you know, you didn't get cancer from the environment. Whatever it was you dealt with inside of you, it responded that way. It came in that way. Whatever issue you're dealing with from your childhood, it must have come up that way. But mm-hmm. she says, I'm not interested in what happened now, why, how I got it. She wants to find, all she wants is an answer, like,
unfortunately,
what can I do next?
We do have to go back in time, though. And because, like I said, anybody that I've been working with, they've had to work on the physical, like, just a regimental protocol.
Yeah.
And also, they have to work on the mental and emotional, and that, you cannot take out of the body what is being fed back in. And if you have emotional hurts, mental hurts, whatever, it is constantly feeding into the body. So it's like I said, a holistic program. You have to deal with it all. And one sure way of knowing that you're healing is always having a headache because of the inflammation in the brain, which, you know, the lesions are starting to heal. Now, by lesions, I don't mean brain cancer. I mean scar tissue on the brain. And the biological corresponding organ, you know, responds to that, right? But, yeah, it's a long road. It's a long road. And prevention is still the best medicine. But sometimes, you know what? You get busy with life and it just creeps up on you. And one day you wake up and guess what? Life isn't quite the same anymore. You have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of us go to bed at night and check our auras to make sure nothing's wrong? Like, hello?
Yeah.
You know, by the time most of us crawl into bed at night, we can barely cover over and we're asleep already.
Yeah. the thing is, I mean, here's something else. Now, let's go into the subject first. Anyone who's actually on, I like to also welcome the chat line people that are on the chat line. I'd like to welcome you all for also for joining us in the room. And also, those of you who are new, if you have any questions you want to ask, feel free to give us a call. And I also let you know the numbers are, okay? We'll repeat them one more time. Repeat. Get your crayon and your paper out. And the number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And also in Canada, it's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And those of you international lines, it's 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Anyone actually has a question, please give us a scream on the old chat line on the phone and ask us, because, you know, not very often we do have a guest on, or I do have a guest on, that actually knows their stuff. Joanne knows her stuff. She's been around doing this for a lot of years. And, okay, we have also one in the room here asking, we have a person by the name of Dale Ray, Dale Ray 19, asking to ask Joanne to elaborate on her Infinite 7 product.
Oh, the Infinite 7. It's a wonderful product, you know. It came to me through a dream, and it is a vibrational remedy that helps to erase ancestral memory. Now, this came about many years ago when I was I had a real run on a lot of clients. This is when I was still in retail, that had a lot of problems that just, you know, through a Reiki session I could detect that this was not their illness. Now, it's hard to tell what very, very few illnesses. I think 2% of the illnesses of the world are genetic. But what happens is in our families, there's emotional, mental, spiritual stresses and physical stresses or disorders. And it is passed on from one generation to another, up to who knows how many generations, in the actual cell membrane. That is the cell memory. Now, what the Infinite 7 does is the combination of flower essences and gem elixirs, the four clays of the earth, and crystals. And what it does is it actually helps your DNA to vibrate at the rate that it vibrated at when you were born. And everybody has their own hologram. Everybody has their own frequency. So that DNA will start to vibrate at your own frequency, and so that anything in the cell membrane that is not yours will automatically dissipate. Now, I think one of my best success stories was the lady that had MS so bad she was bedridden and was under 24-hour nursing care. And I sensed it wasn't hers. Her great-grandmother had died of MS-type symptoms or symptoms because of MS. And so anyway, we started working with her, and she had to go through quite, you know, a few bottles. It took her about a year, but she went from totally bedridden to back to work as if she had never had MS. And it was all cell membrane or memory from ancestors. So that the Infinite 7 actually helps the DNA to vibrate at the frequency it's supposed to vibrate at. And the DNA is quite crystalline in structure, so hence the remedy. And that came to me through a dream.
Cool. That's good.
Yeah, no, we've had a lot of success stories. A lot of people with Morgellons are taking the Infinite 7. And I don't think there's going to be a cure anytime soon for Morgellons because it's totally off the block.
Do you think the Infinite 7 will help the show the BBS radio owner? Will Don be able to handle it?
Oh, sure. Why not?
He'll give us some help and help him think better, organize his head. This man has been doing so much to get BBS off the ground. He's doing so well. He's just boogieing.
Yeah.
Anyways, the next thing we also want to share with you, we actually have, we talked about someone who we're going to go into the next subject. Basically, we're going to talk about AIDS. Now, I have a brother-in-law that passed from AIDS many years ago, my brother-in-law, and but his was through a suicidal version of it because he actually went through depression because he didn't want to admit the fact that he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a hard time with it, even though he was a very nice person. I really appreciate the man being in my life with my wife's brother. She misses him a lot, but she knew then that, you know, when your person has AIDS, he died in the early 80s. So it was that's when it came out as a scare. You know, a lot of people did not want to come near them. You know, he'd break out in sores, he'd bleed. And he almost pretty well at the time, his mind started going on him.
Mm-hmm.
When it started to get take on to him. But before that, he was a very intelligent man. He used to work with nuclear energy. I mean, this man knew his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He took his pilot's license. I mean, this Johnny was absolutely fabulous, smart, intelligent man. But again, there's part of that personal life took over him, and he went through depression because he didn't know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because about his personal life. Then today, it's a lot different. I know it's a lot different today for a lot of guys, a lot of women and men. You know, they're a lot more open about it. I think if he stuck it out a little longer in his life, he wouldn't have been this way. But right now, today, I mean, if he started coming out of the woodwork, so to speak, and say, I'm gay, it wouldn't have bothered him. But back in those years, you kept it to yourself. We have a friend that we talked about. You were talking about this one fellow, and actually, I believe he's a doctor.
Dr. Foster, yeah.
Yes, Dr.
Yeah,
Foster.
He's a geologist,
we talked
actually.
About that AIDS is not really what AIDS is.
Well, it's HIV.
Elaborate on that one.
Yeah, HIV is basically a virus. There is, we're having trouble proving that there's actually an HIV virus. However, it could be any virus that is in your body, Epstein-Barr, any type of the herpes simplex viruses. Vaccine inundated or not. And AIDS is basically, the people that they've been testing that have AIDS are horribly deficient in selenium, magnesium, manganese, tryptophan. And so Dr. Foster, he's actually a geologist, he's formulated a product called Nutri-Miracle, that's it.
Now, does he have a website?
Maybe. I don't really know.
So
that's
Dr.
Terrible.
Foster, you can just put on their Google search engine and just say Dr. Foster AIDS Research.
Yeah. And
okay.
It should come up because, we've printed off quite a few articles about it, none of which I have because I've handed them out. However, they found that once these people take the Nutri-Miracle, which is basically an amino acid and mineral blend, it totally revamps their body. Now, when you think about where AIDS first started out, in very poor areas of Africa, et cetera, you test the soil and you find out that it's totally mineral depleted. Well, throw a virus in there into a minerally depleted body, and you end up with a full-blown mess. So what they've done is they've run tests in Uganda, and most of the people that they've worked on, with the exception of maybe 12 out of several hundreds, were actually back at work within 1 month and totally revamped.
Is his name Harold Foster?
Yes.
Dr. Harold Foster?
Yeah.
Okay. There, folks, it's hdfoster.com, www.hdfoster.com, Dr. Harold Foster. He lives in Victoria.
Yeah.
He is originally from Tunstall, Yorkshire, England. This man does his history, so yes. Look up his website, and he talks about what really causes AIDS, what causes schizophrenia, what really causes Alzheimer's disease, what really causes multiple sclerosis, Oxymaniasis principle. So basically, he has a lot on this site. I highly recommend look up his stuff. Go for it, folks. Go right ahead. Join.
Yeah, he's a geologist, and he just got it in his head that he wanted to start testing soils. And then, of course, you know, he had tests run on people, and they're all mineral deficient. And in 1936, the Department of Agriculture of the United States actually declared their soil totally mineral depleted. That was 1936. This is 2007. So what exactly do these vegetables grow in? So I guess they're still growing, right? And they shoot them full of hormones and pig genes and everything else. But all our soil is minerally depleted. So unless you're eating organic or biodynamic, you're not getting your minerals. And I don't care how many vitamins you take, if you don't have the right number of minerals in your body, you're never going to absorb them. If your colon isn't clean, you're never going to absorb your minerals either, or your vitamins. So it's like a, you know, it's a constant cleansing, gently. You don't have to puke and purge them kind of thing. But and being very cognizant of what you're putting in your body and exactly where you're getting your food. And that's a good place to start. AIDS, basically, you know, it's an autoimmune disorder. However, I've worked with people that have had AIDS for 30 years, and they've always maintained their family and their homes. They were recipients of blood, and they contacted AIDS through that. It also changed their blood type, which I thought was really bizarre, but anyway, it did. But you know what? You would never know that they had had it. They don't have it now.
Yeah.
But again, it's called building the system, right? You got to build the body.
I rebuild the white blood cells back again.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Without putting stress on the body. And a lot of people don't understand that. Like sometimes when you're too weak, the last thing you need to do is cleanse. You need to build the body for a little while first, then you can start cleansing. But if you're already really sick, the last thing on earth you need to do right away is start cleansing, unless you start very, very gently. You don't need to add more stress to the body than it's already under.
Yeah. So how many clients have you, had a lot of clients that had HIV or were like full-blown AIDS, or were they just beginning of it, or are they...
Some of them came into my life when they had AIDS for about 10 years. They seem to get flus a lot easier, colds a lot easier, et cetera, et cetera. So we worked on building the body and really building the body, eating according to their blood type, doing live blood analysis every month to see what their blood was looking like. And when you do a live blood every month and you can actually see what your blood is doing, it's really good for the psyche because you see the changes happening. You actually can see the changes happening, and it keeps you going and going. And within a year, I mean, you'd never even know they had had it.
Now, I got someone in the chat room here saying that they're asking about, do you carry a colon cleanse product yourself?
I do.
Okay.
It is not on the website.
Not on the website, but you can make one up and they can ship it to you? You can ship it to them?
Yeah, just email me.
So those of you who actually want to check out Joanne Giroux's website is www.wildwomanherbs.com. That's wildwomanherbs.com, WILDWOMAN, herbs, H-E-R-B, as in brother, S.com. And then she has an email. Those of you who want to email Joanne after the show, it's, what is it?
www.herbs@telus.net.
Okay, so www.herbs@telus.net. Now, those of you that actually may have been, Joanne was having an issue with her email addresses. She changed the new email address programs. So those of you may have felt that you were being ignored or think you're being ignored when you're ordering your product. It just basically was a fault by the email change. So still continue on contacting her. She does have a website up, and her phone number. Is your phone number on your website?
Now email me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Email her. It's on the website. So you get the new email address on your website now?
I believe so.
Okay, check it out. Lately. Just make sure.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Well, I've got orders pending in PayPal that apparently... the guy that put in the order, it was Tim, he said it was being held for whatever reason. So I don't know whether they're not releasing it and why they're not releasing it, because when I went into PayPal, they said I had no new orders. So I've been keeping in touch with him through email to find out what their status is. So if there's any problem with PayPal, just email me. It's a whole lot easier, and then we can get in touch that way.
That sounds good. So, How well do you know Dr. Foster?
You know what? I've never met the man. My father-in-law has worked with him. My dad-in-law is a retired MD, and Dad has worked with him. He's known him for many, many years.
Okay.
And Dad has done a lot of the PR work and a lot of the international promotion for the Nutri-Miracle. And the strangest, the most bizarre thing took place. The only place on the planet that would actually try it out was Litton Bionetics in Uganda. And I'm not going to say anything, but you can do the research on Litton Bionetics yourself, folks. So I thought that was kind of like an oxymoron. But anyway, they allowed the clinical trials, and all of a sudden nobody's interested in Nutri-Miracle. But that's normal.
Yeah.
When you got something that works, nobody wants it.
We're going from spring to summer now.
We are?
I think so.
Gotcha.
It's getting pretty close to summertime again. The weather's getting warmer. We noticed the windows are... My wife is opening all the doors in the windows now, but I think that's because it's part of her going through hot flashes, too.
Yeah, that's great.
But the thing is that we've noticed that the weather's changing. There's not as much rain, which is okay, which is good. But I'm glad some of the weather clears up. It gives me a chance to do some of my carpentry as well on the side. But the weather now that is changing, is there anything that a person would need for themselves, or should they be outside to enjoy the sun, or should they, what would your advice be in case they decide to go outside and spend some time outdoors?
Get some sun. Do not wear sunscreen. Absorb the rays. We need it. You know, when the sun penetrates through our skin and we perspire, what comes out in our perspiration is toxins and cholesterol. And through the phytonutrients of the sun, it is actually converted to vitamin D and vitamin K. So I strongly suggest don't stay out there and turn lobster red. I mean, you might as well jump in the oven. It doesn't do you any good. No, really, why burn? You know, that's just it happens, but...
But didn't they say research says that you cannot stand in front of the sun because you'll get cancer?
Well, yeah, that's what it says. Now, total sun worshipping and spending 8 hours a day in the sun, yeah, I can see that the skin doesn't want to put up with that. But it depends on the health of your skin, too. Now, if sun actually caused skin cancer, I'd be dead because I have spent my entire life in the sun all summer long because some of the herbs I harvest have to be harvested in the heat of the day to get the oils out of them.
Yes.
And when you're 5,600 feet up, you're that much closer to the sun, and you know what? It's blinking hot up there. And nutritional tanning oil, that's another product. I don't think it's on the site. But it's an infusion of full sun herbs. Now, full sun herbs have properties in them that protect them against the sun's rays. You don't see the calendulas, the roses, the lavenders and the rosemaries, you don't see them shriveling up and dying in the heat of the sun. They love it, but they have their own protective properties within them. So we make an infusion of full sun herbs and olive oil to extract the properties. So when we're out in the sun harvesting all summer long, we put on the nutritional tanning oil. You get a nice tan, because I don't know about, everybody says blonde people shouldn't be out in the sun for a long time, they burn. You know what? I could probably be out there 10 times longer than anybody else, and I still wouldn't have a tan. I don't know. I guess I got skin like leather. But anyway, we wear the nutritional tanning oil. We never burn, and we don't have any sun damage to our skin. And anybody I know that's ever worn sunscreen, like if you're going to wear sunscreen, get the really good stuff in the health food store. But usually the titanium dioxide that is in there, the titanium dioxide is a very, very fine metal dust, and it's supposed to sit on your skin and not be absorbed, so it reflects the sun's rays. Well, it doesn't reflect all the different rays. It only, you know, usually reflects one ray or another. So you're still susceptible to the other rays. But my idea is just build gradually, because we need the sun. We really need the sun, even absorbing the sun. If you're going to, you know, be out in the sun, if you're driving, short of falling into an accident, yeah, wear sunglasses. But every opportunity you can have, do not wear sunglasses because we absorb the sun's nutrients through our eyes. And
you know, I find it funny. When I go to powwows, I used to wear my sunglasses, but the sunglasses I wore, they look like small little circles. You know, the little round rung.
Yeah.
They're the old-fashioned kind that were, because I'm wearing my traditional regalia, I'm wearing the ones that were they're very old, so basically to, I guess you'd say, traditional, like they're antique. And when I wore them, and then the sun, we had a very hot day that day, and when I took off my glasses, I had big circles over my eyes. My eyes were pure white.
Hilarious. Yeah, well, you need the rays to go into your eyes. Not that doesn't mean you sit there and stare at the sun, but you know, when you're gardening and stuff, because you know your eyes are the gateway to your soul, and you're allowing the full spectrum lighting from the sun to get into your body, and that is so healing, so healing. But like I said, everything in moderation.
Yeah,
I told one lady to get out in the sun because she was just so pale and always covered and always sick. And
yep.
I said to her, for Pete's sake, get out in the sunlight. And people with high cholesterol, even Dr. Christopher, a very well-renowned herbalist, always said, strip down, hit the beach, and, you know, 20 minutes one side, 20 minutes another side, and then build up to it. But sweat and, you know, have your body produce its own vitamins. I mean, there's nothing more natural than that. And if you're going sailing or whatever, or, you know, you're going to be on the water a long time, yeah, use your better judgment, you know. Wear sunscreen if you have to. But do allow some sun on your body.
I got a question for everyone out there besides with Joanne. A lot of you out there, I want you to give me, send me an answer sometime. If you get a chance, send it to me to the email or to Joanne. Your elixirs that you used for sunburns. And I want you to, if you guys can actually give us a call, or you can, because we're almost getting close to closing down the show here. But if you ever want to email me and let me know what you did use or you had used when you were young that you used to get to take care of sunburn, let me know and see what you find is the best cure for that. Joanne, what did you use yourself?
Well, I think the worst burn I've ever had in my life was my first trip over to Europe, and I was swimming in salt water, and then I was in the sun. I was 10 years old, and I was burnt so bad, I had blisters all over my body. Now, I think that's the last burn I've ever seen, so I think that was my initiation.
Yeah.
However, remarkably enough, I ended up in a hospital in Holland, and they used seal oil on me. Now,
Seal oil,
yeah, from seals. Now, we can't get that here in Canada, although I believe some of the Asian health food stores have seal oil.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's imported from Malaysia. And even you know, when you get a burn from the wind and the sun when you're snowboarding and stuff,
yeah.
I thought my son's face was going to fall off, but I put the seal oil on, and you know what? Bang, in the morning, gone. It was just beautiful. Aloe vera is also handy.
Mm-hmm.
A herbal infusion of roses and calendula and lavender. Make a tea, let it cool, wash your skin with that. It's very soothing, or have a bath in it. And don't put anything oil-based on your skin. Like seal oil has a totally different constitution. Emu and ostrich oil also. They're rich in...
I've used bear grease.
Yeah, bear grease, yeah, animal, yeah, that's okay, but
bear
none
grease.
Of those.
And I also did use vinegar. One time I didn't have bear grease, and so I used vinegar.
Yeah.
And went from a burn, and guess what, it smelled like a french fry. Anyways.
Yuck.
You do,
Marina
like
made
a french
the gravy.
Fry, you have to put vinegar in your body.
And Marina made the gravy, and there went Derek as we knew him.
Yeah. Anyways, folks, it has been a slice, Joanne. I'd like to thank you again for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
We had a lot of fun here. We'll have to get you to come back again and talk about more of the health programming that we can get to do and teach here to people out there. And those of you out there, if you want to make contact with us, if you have any questions you want to ask, feel free to give us an email. If you have any questions to ask Joanne, if you want to place any orders or you want to contact Joanne yourself, go to www.wildwomanherbs.com. And if you want to contact me, I also have a website. My website is whiteskycloud.com. That's whiteskycloud.com. It's all one word. And if you, those of you out there want to get a reading from me, give me a call. I do readings. I also do have PayPal. And again, I'd like to thank you all for coming to listening to the show. Joanne, it's been a pleasure having you on. And the time is near. We're ready to shut her down. And to those of you out there, thank you for listening in. This is Derek Whitescat Cloud, your paranormal investigator, psychic medium. And in the meantime, in between time, that's it for another edition of Between Two Worlds. Bye, folks.
Bye-bye.